Torreway, Northwest London, second day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rav Betzalel Waxman. What's your subject?
Zechiras
Yetzias
Mitzrayim. There's a bachur in Manchester called Yossel Halpern, and I learned with him a chavrusa in Eretz Yisrael. This sugya I did together with him, so any credit or blame should be equally attributed to both of us. We know that there's a chiyuv d'oraisa of making kiddush every Friday night. Zochus Yimashal to catch it. There's a machlokes rishonim. We also know that we have to do it al hayayin. There's a machlokes rishonim if that din to make kiddush al hayayin is a chiyuv d'oraisa, it's only the rabbanon. Now, the Magen Avraham brings a raya to the shittus that al hayayin is not the d'oraisa, it's only the rabbanon from a gemara and brachas. First of all, he says that by havdalah for sure it's the rabbanon. So Magen Avraham Nemzon, because the Gemara says by Avdala may kara teknu betfila, hashiru teknu ala kais. When Kaisel became so rich that they could afford a cup of wine for Avdala, they were misakin to make it an alayayin. That means that's not their eyes. Now the Gemara in another place shtels to the din kiddush to the din Avdala. The Gemara says the Gemara has a shayla. Someone davened who was mavdal betfila, but they have to be mavdal again ala kais when he gets home. And the Gemara says like kiddush, you makadish and shul when you daven. You talk about the Kiddush HaSayyim, which is the deraisa of Kiddush. And you come home, you have to make Kiddush again, Alayayin, Elamai, who are din by Avdala. Dr. Magen Avraham, that if Avdala, the Alakais is not deraisa, and Kiddush Alakais is deraisa, then the Gemara Tzushta is not a Tzushta. Al Korachach, in Namzon, like the Rishonim, that Kiddush Alakais is not deraisa. And Zokta Lefize, Kum Dachais, that if someone davened in Shul, Sechmoyna Esre, he spoke about the Kiddush HaSayyim, and he came home, he says he was already Yotze is deraisa, and there's not enough kaminis. If he's mesupik, it will be a sopik derabonah. If he's mesupik, make kiddush again, or if he could be samech on the chazaka of a ben yud gimel, that he's a godel. Ketzi was Yotze is deraisa. Fregdom and chaschinach, and the Bir Halacha also asks it. That's negadim, lechayr it's negadim before Shigma. It's not just the Magen Avraham, all the achrayim, who say that, ala tzad, that you don't need kiddush halakos, and Yotze by davening with him. The problem is that there's a Gemara in Pesachim that the Gemara makes it very shavik. Ksiv ha'chazachas yemesh tzotim ha'etz mitrayim, and ksiv ha'osam zachas yemesh abas l'katshoy. And so the Gemara, you have to be matzke yitzis mitrayim by kiddush ha'yoyim. You have to say zeichel yitzis mitrayim by kiddush. So they tell you that by davening we don't mention zeichel yitzis mitrayim. U'meniach b'kdush al'amadu shneyonik zeichel l'masa bereishis, not zeichel yitzis mitrayim. So if I say, how can they say that Yotze L'chei not Yotze without Zechiyas Yetzias Mitzrayim? Another kasha the Bir Halacha asks, he says that the Rambam in Gantz Hilchos Kiddush doesn't bring this halacha. So before Shei Gemara, there's no chaylik, and there's no way to argue on it, that you have to be Maske Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. But the Rambam in Gantz Hilchos Kiddush doesn't bring the halacha. And he says that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, does bring it says that you have to be Maske Yetzias Mitzrayim. I got to check it up, I couldn't find it. Zichin not mitzvah lamed aleph, maybe he had a different nusach, a different gesa, a chayisnish. But Kaponim, he says, he times in Sefer HaMitzvah state this, but in Hilchus Kiddush Aleins, he says, lepele masha shmita b'Hilchus Kiddush Atzim. So, the chinuch also, and it goes through all the halachos, Ravish doesn't mention this din of Zichin Tzis Mitzvah. He's a yishu. And v'oid kosher, there's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid, by Kiddush by day. That the Rambam says that just like Kiddush by night, there's an issa to eat before Kiddush, and there's a din of Kiddush b'makom suda. Who are din Kiddush by day also has these din, and there's an issa to eat before, and there's a din of Kiddush b'makom suda. Zog deraivid, that the Ravid says like this, that Kiddush by day is not a deraisa, it's a derabonah. And we don't have a makar for these halachas that the Rambam said. So must be the Rambam said in miswara. Zog deraivid means in miswara amra, lay amra svara pchus and mizum miyamot. I've seen a lot of Rambams, and this is by far the worst. Why on earth shouldn't you be able, where did these halachas come from? So they're Rabbanon, you only know what they told. They never told you that you can't eat before. They never said it needs to be Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. It doesn't really say Klar Kiddush B'Mokum Suda. It's Mashma that he's doing Chaluk on everything. And the Ran in Arva Psochem is Miyashav the Shitas Rambam. I mean, he says, Agam, that it's a Rabbanon, but we know that called the Tikkun Rabbanon and the Raisa Tikkun. And they wanted to do it the same way, just like Kiddush, the Raisa. There's an issa to eat before Kiddush, and there's a din of Kiddush b'makom suda. What din Kiddush d'rabbanon will also have those din. So the shayla is, so what's so bad with the Rambam? What didn't the Ravid like? The Ron's making a pretty good case. Let's start with the Issa Te'ima, and we'll go to Kiddush Makom Sudan, and we'll try to fulfill what we asked on Yitzias Mitzrayim. We know there's an Issa to eat before Kiddush. No one argues on that. There's a Machlekes in the Gemara, if someone did eat before Kiddush, can he make Kiddush? Tom Mekadish or Tom Eina Mekadish, a Machlekes. Now, L'manda Matam Eina Mekadish, that once you ate, you can't make Kiddush anymore. And from the word from Taisa, that has nothing to do with being over the Issa of eating, because even if you made Kiddush already, and you ate Beheta, still Taisa has a big problem how you can be Mitzi other people afterwards, because you are Tom. The says, the reason why someone who was Tom can't make Kiddush is not because he was over the Issa of Te'ima. Stop. You have to make Kiddush without a Te'ima before that. It's mashma that it's Mehilchis Kiddush, that the Kiddush daf zich optan without a Te'ima Mikoidim. L'moshel, make Kiddush on an empty stomach, make Kiddush on a Te'ima. It's a type of Kiddush that happens without a Te'ima. And that's the type of Kiddush that we're mechuyev to make. L'manda amar tam einu mekadosh. Now, l'fi him, you don't have to be mechadosh nu isurim in the din of asur litim kodem sheyekadosh. It's very mistabe that the only reason why you can't eat before, it's not a nu isur to eat before. By default, you want to be able to make Kiddush. You eat before, you're not going to be able to make Kiddush. So Mamela, you can't eat before. There's no Naya Issa Te'ima before Kiddush. Loit the other man, though, Matam Mekadosh, loit him is Yeshlodin. What does he hold? He holds that no mitzvah, the Kiddush, there's no Indian whatsoever to do it without a Te'ima before that. Why is it Asa to eat before? Why is it Asa to eat before Kiddush? Oh, Naya Issa Te'ima. There's a new Issa that you can't eat before Kiddush. Nothing to do with the Etzem Kiddush. Other name, he's also masking that Be'etzem there's no Issa Te'ima before. The only problem is that L'chatchila is maskum to the other man d'ama. L'chatchila he holds that the Kiddush also has to be without a Te'ima. And therefore you shouldn't eat because your Kiddush is not going to be a L'chatchila dig a Kiddush. But Avo Pikein, if L'maisa you ate, Zot Nachalzi could be Mekadosh. We paskin Tom Mekadosh. Even if you ate, you can make Kiddush. And see, Tochen Loimah, that this Machlok is the Rambam and Raib. That the Rambam hold, the Seis Azoi. The Ran says that the Pshat in the Rambam is because called the Tikkun Rabbanon can the Raisa Tikkun. Now we have to understand that we're not trying to replay the whole Friday night scene by day. That's not the agenda. The what we're doing is doing the actual Kiddush should be done to the Kiddush of Laila. So if you say that the Issa Te'ima is a separate Issa, that's Neveya Mitzad the Chiv of Kiddush, then the Raib is right. That's only by Kiddush the Raisa. By Kiddush the Rabbanon, there's no Makom to be Mechadosh Nui Surah. But the Rambam L'chayre learned that even the Mandam Atam Mekadosh, the Issa Te'ima is a din in the Kiddush, as Davzayin HaKiddush on HaTe'ima Mikoidim, when the Rabbanon are going to be Mesakin HaKiddush, they're going to be Mesakin the same type of Kiddush. And about the pass, it passes to transfer the Issa Te'ima of Friday night over to Shabbos day, because it's a din in the Kiddush, it's not a Naya Issa Te'ima. Kiddush B'makom Sudan. The Rashbam says two reasons why you need to be Mekadosh in the Shita that holds you need to be Mekadosh from Mokim Sudan. He says one reason is a Pasuk. The Karasa, the Shabbos Oynig, the Mokim Kriya, says the Mokim Kiddush, Shom Tehei Oynig. Wherever you make Kiddush, that's where you have to have your Sudan. One reason. Anachav Shat Vakta, that Zachreyu al Ayayin, we darshan Zachreyu al Ayayin, you have to make Kiddush al Akkoiz. Mestoma al Yayin Choshev Shabbosoycha Sudan. Mestama, if the Torah is makbid, you should make Kiddush al Yayin. Mestama, they meant a Yayin that's b'makom Sudah. On them, it's not a chosh of the Yayin. Now, vayte, if you say that, if the Chor Yav is Elben of Kamin, if you say the Kras al Shabbos Oynig, b'makom Kriya Shom Tehei Oynig, then it's not a din in Kiddush b'chal. It's a din in the Oynig that it has to be, b'makom where you made Kriya. It's a din in the Sudah, as Nav Zayin, I saw the Igris Moshe, I didn't see it properly, I saw quickly, he said, he says, "Lamaisa, if you make kiddush not b'mokum suda, so to light this mahalik, you're going to be yaitze kiddush. You suda, you weren't yaitze, but your kiddush you were yaitze. It's not din b'mokum kriya shom tei einig. It's a din in the einig, not a din in the kriya. Masha'in came the other reason. It has to be an ayayin choshev shavasei chasuda. That's a shen a din in the kiddush. Azak kiddush al akoyz from akoyz shavasei chasuda. Is he talking like Mavaita? That the Rambam holds like the second shot." That it's a din in the Yayin Shabbosei Chasuda, and Mamela Avad, it's a din in the Kiddush, and Mamela I could transfer the din of Friday night of Kiddush from Malkum Suda to Shabbos day. Mashenkin the Ravid holds no, it's a din in the Suda. So Friday night is we find such a din, Shabbos day we don't find such a din, and in the Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Ken the Raisa Tikkun wouldn't pass to be mechadish a new din of kiddush b'makom suda, of yivayit it's not a din of the kiddush. Hagam that the hagam what? It could be not mitzad the kiddush. Why we don't dash in the pasuk for Shabbos day veitzichnis? I'm saying that's clear that the only tzad to be to make kiddush b'makom that's the run. The only tzad to make kiddush b'makom suda by day is als kol tekan rabbanu ka'an deraisa tekan. Chayin have done clear that there's no deraisa. A kaponim lemaisa it's a shtickle problem because the Rambam holds kiddush al kais is not deraisa. So to say the second shot in the Rashbam, Yain Choshev Shabbosay Chasud, to say that's a deraisa gedin of kiddush b'makom suda is a baya. But lemaisa the Rosh brings the drosh of b'makom kriya sham tei oinit. He says b'makom oinit sham tei kriya. There's al b'drosha, just all the way around. It's a din in the kriya, not a din in the oinit. And sitach leim avayit, and that's a machlokes Rambam and Rai. Chiyot tzitzias Mitzrayim. So the lashon haGemara, the Ar Achreinim Mushtel on the Gemara, that the Gemara says Ksiv Hosam Zochah Siyam Tzeskam Eretz Mitzrayim, and Ksiv Hocha Zochah Siyam Hashabbos Lekatshah. Faket. Ksiv Hosam Zochah Siyam Hashabbos Lekatshah. And they ask that usually we say Ksiv Hocha when we're referring to the Nilmat, and Ksiv Hosam when we're referring to the Malam. And over here we're using the L'chayr, we're learning out from Yitzhak Mitzrayim to be masked by Kiddush. I didn't Kiddush to be masked by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So why does the Ksiv Hosam go on Kiddush? It should be going on Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And if you're talking Leimar, that Yitzhak Mitzrayim is also not a din in Kiddush. To be masked by Yitzhak Mitzrayim is nish mehilchas Kiddush to be masked by Yitzhak Mitzrayim by Kiddush. It's mehilchas chiras Yitzhak Mitzrayim. You know, there's a lot of places where you have to be masked by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. By Berachas Krishma, by Seydenach, you have to be Mesapi Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And Nocha Aloch in Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim is that whenever you make Kiddush Friday night, be Maske Yitzhak Mitzrayim. The Melamed is Friday night. And it's telling you a din in Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim to be Maske and by Kiddush.
If you make Kiddush without
Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And that's the answer to the Mogen of Rome. They all laugh. Pella, in Shul you weren't Maske Yitzhak Mitzrayim. How will you Yitzhak Yitzhak? Teretz is, you're not the best, you're not a great guy. You should have been Maske Yitzhak Mitzrayim. You weren't. Of your Kiddush is no problem. Your Kiddush you were Yaitzim. And that's why the Rambam and the Chinuch don't bring it down in Hilchas Kiddush. Because that Halacha and Kiddush. They bring the Halacha. The Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvah. And the Chinuch, in the mitzvah of Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim, he says, he talks about the Indian of the Amunah that's involved in Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And he says, Al Tetame Shebe Shenitztavinu Lazkire B'tfilaseinu B'vechayseinu. That we're always required to mention Chiz, to be Maske Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So Tfilaseinu is what's Tfilaseinu? Tfilaseinu is from Stamad Berchas Krishma. I'm not sure what he means by Tfilaseinu. And Berchaseinu, Stamad means Kiddush. Which bracha besides Berchas Krishma, Mechuy to be Maske Yitzhak Mitzrayim, Stamad means Kiddush. Aber weiter, that's a halacha that the Chinuch brings in Hilchas Zechis Yitzhak Mitzrayim, not in Hilchas Kiddush. So, Ebezoi Gevald. Now, one Nakuda, that we know that Halacha Noshim could be Moitzi Anoshim in Noshim could be Moitzi Anoshim in Kiddush, because they're Mechuyiv in Kiddush Midaraisa, because it's Nai Bishmir, it's Nai Bishchira, and they have to be Moitzi Anoshim in Hilchas Kiddush. And they're allowed to be Moitzi Anoshim in Kiddush, because they're Mechuyiv Kemoisa. So now, Bishloim, if you say that Zechis Yitzhak Mitzrayim is Din in Kiddush, then you'll say that Noshim also mechuyven Kiddush, and one of the halachas of Kiddush is to be maskei Yitzhak Mitzrayim. So mustamer the vaitan the mechuyven to be maskei Yitzhak Mitzrayim also. Vashein kein, if what we're saying is true, that the din of Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim by Kiddush has nothing to do with Kiddush, because I take a din of Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim that every time you make Kiddush you should be maskei it. V'chayre it's a mitzvah as a shas man groma. It's whenever you make Kiddush the chiyuv is chal. So Noshim hagam the mechuyven Kiddush, of in Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim already not mechuyven. So, l'chare there'd be no problem for Isha, I'm not paskin, l'chare there'd be no problem for an Isha to make Kiddush, and not mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim b'chlal. But the problem is, how could they be Moitzi Anoshim? L'chare you need to be, we know that you need to be Mechuyiv K'mayson to be Moitzi, and in the din of Chiz Yitzhak Mitzrayim, they're not Mechuyiv, so how could they l'chatchila, paskin shechnoch l'chatchila, they could be Moitzi Anoshim? L'chare, the Kiddush anachanami, they could be Moitzi. But how could we recommend something like that if the ish is going to end up missing out on his din of Zechir Yitzhak Mitzrayim?
Because you don't need a chitzkes to be trying to kiddush.
But the ma'aseh you need it, not mitzad kiddush.
Okay, so you should do it. So you're gonna by himself.
But that's not by kiddush. You're saying every time a man wants to be yaitzer from a lady, he should listen to the whole thing. Then when she gets to there, then she says, "No, there is your time. Continue."
Yeah.
Okay. Shulchan Aruch. It's funny that it's not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. It's a good rayon, but doesn't sound like that's what you have to do. So there's an exact parallel to this situation, which is by benching. The Gemara in Brachos has a shaila if noshim amuchuyim b'chamodim midaraisa or not. And the Gemara says, "Lamayin afkemin if the amuchuyim midaraisa, they anyways have to bench." But the Gemara lohitziyah noshim. If you want to be mitzi, they have to be mechuyim. They're not mechuyim midaraisa, they can't be mitziyah noshim. So Tosfos says, "What's the Gemara's shaila?" So Tosfos says that the Gemara later says that Mishaloi Amar Bris v'Tayret by benching and Brachos Haaretz, he didn't say Bris v'Shachzanta v'Shareinu v'Taras v'Shlim Matanu. You're not yaitza benching. Now noshim are not as naive a Bris, not as naive v'Tayret, so they can't say it Pashtus. And as Tosfos says, "Abadai yesh lodin if they're niftar because of that, or maybe no, they're still mechuyev and the din that someone who didn't say is not yaitza is only by people who are nishtayechted." But Noshim, even though if they're not nishtachted, they don't have to say it. So, the Chayzim, both Stodim and Taisvis, Aisha doesn't say Bris and Taira. And Alpha became the Tzad that they could be Maitzi Anoshim. What about the Kol Shalom of Bris with Taira can be Yaitza? So, the Mishabura in the Shulchan Aruch brings, the Mechav brings the Shaila. Zot Mishabura, how is she going to be Maitzi Anoshim? I, Bris and Taira. But they were talking about a case where she said it. She said Bris and Taira, in such a case she could be Maitzi. Which is a Pella. Because she's, even if she said it, but she's not Mechuyiv to say it. Just like we're saying by Yitzis Mitzrayim, that even if she could say it, either at the time, but since she's not Mechuyiv, there should be a problem being Maitzi Aish. Who had been over here? Even if she says Bris and Taira, if she's not Mechuyiv in it, then he can only be Maitzi someone who's Mechuyiv Kameischa, there should be a problem. So, Rav Kiva Egetake says that when it comes to Bris and Taira, he says it in the Agos Ashri, that when it comes to saying Bris and Taira, then the Isha should stop, and the man should fill in, and then she should continue. That's the only way he could be Yitz. And the Chavnish is matmi on him, that how can he be Yitz a half a bracha? He says, as Mefarshi Gemara, that you can't be Yitz just a half a bracha. You have to be Yitz. That's the answer to your question also. That you're saying the man should say he's Echad Yitz Mitzrayim, but the Gemara says that if someone's Oivel Fnei Ateva V'to, Shei the Mishnah Yavar Achatachtov, Minayin Humaschum Mitchilas Abrocha Shetovo. That gets mixed up in the middle of Al Tzadikim. That's usually where you get mixed up. And someone, another Baal Tefillah goes up to take over. He has to start from the beginning of Al Tzadikim, can't start from where Yenna left off. It's Mevur that you can't be Yitz just a half a Brocha with Shemekan. You need a Gantz Abrocha.
Who said this half? It's one bracha in two parts.
Again?
It's not half a bracha.
Less than half, worse than half a bracha. Much worse, just two words.
No, it's a kiddush and it's a zechut yitz mitzrayim. It's two things.
But it's part of one bracha. If you think it's a separate chiyuv, maybe it's different. It could be.
How do our ladies say it, the Master? They say Bris v'Torah.
They say Bris v'Torah. I'll get to that in a minute. Yeah, they do say it. So, Lamaisa is the stipler grad that has a mouth to answer the Chazanish. He says there's a chilek, if the Maitzi said the whole bracha by himself, then you could be Maitzi half a bracha, like state by Megillah. If you worry that the Balkar had left something out, didn't say a word right, you fill it in. Grad is not going to stim, I'm hopping now, okay. So the stipler, if you do the whole bracha, if the Maitzi said the whole bracha, then you could be Maitzi even a half a bracha. But in the case of Ayubel of Ne'ateva Vita, he stopped in the middle of the bracha. A half a bracha, from someone who said a half a bracha, you can't be it. Mashiach, someone said a whole bracha. Sure. I want to go a little different, Malach. And, whatever, this is not going to work to answer Yitzis Mitzrayim unless we say that every Isha Taka has to say that Yitzis Mitzrayim themselves. It could be Andish. He was asking, how the Maisa do Noshim say Bris V'Tayr? Zog the Mishabura says that the Maisa, Ayoyim Nogu Anoshim, yet to say Bris V'Tayr, V'akavon le Bris V'Tayr, Shem Itztavu Ha'anoshim. They're not talking about the b'schus, the bris v'teira of the men, Klal Yisrael was Yerush Eretz Yisrael, and the Berachos Haaretz, they mention b'schus shechatam to v'sarina tosu shematana. They're referring to the scharim b'schus them that they it's a chelik of the Berachos Haaretz. Is he talking loymar that even though the avad are not mechuyev, they don't have to say it like that? But they could say Mechzav, leave it out. But when they say it, it makes sense what they're saying. It's not a random thing landing. It's not a random thing in the middle of a Birchas Haaretz. It makes sense what they're saying. And therefore, it's Yitochen that even though they're not Mechuyif to say it Dafke in this Oifen, but if they're Mechuyif to make the Brocha, and this is going to be a Chelik of the Brocha when they say it, it's Yitochen as Dos Eis Tam Mechuyif, and there could be Moitzi someone else. B'chein, Gava Arnoise. What's Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just a random shout out to Yitzias Mitzrayim in the middle of Kiddush. The Chinuch is Marech, that the ganze Shabbos is Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he says over there that in Mitzrayim we were avodim and there was no menucha, and over here we could relax, and Shabbos over here, menucha. We remember that Eivshe took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Avodim makes sense. Kiddush, what's Kiddush? The Rambam, to talk about the day. That's when you go open a Siddurish of Shabbos, read a few pages, and you hear to you the Raisa of Kiddush, if we're right about Eretz Mitzrayim. You need to talk about the Kiddushas Hayoyim, talk about why it's different than other days. And Mamele, if the Isha said Eretz Mitzrayim, about it's a chelik of her kiddush. She's not mechuyev to be mekadosh liyoyim dafke in such a oifen. But heichu, when she said it, about it's a part of her kiddush, and a kiddush is doch mechuyev. Even klapa the Yitzhak times, she'll be considered a mechuyev and will be able to be moitzi anosh. Good night.